Okay, let's get into Brachas Yerushalmi Daf Mem. Daf Mem, and then again, this Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Leila Nishpas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fagelman, Bunya, Bas Rab Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barley, Basriel Rubin, and Basha, Bas Binyamin Rubin, Aleihem HaShalom. So we continue here in Brachas on Daf Mem, and we talk up, continuing about issues of Tfilas Ezra, as we spoke about in the Mishnah, and other issues relating to saying Kriya Shema in a Tahar state, in a Tahar space, as we will see. So says the Gemara, we're on the top line of Mem Amud Aleph. Rav Zvadya Bered Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi B'Shem Rav Yona Ir Shemayan Arachok, a city whose Ma'ayan is the place where the mikvah is very far. Charedim Shem Yelech Sham Kodim Shma Yavor Zman Kriyasa Gimel shows. Right, if you go there, you're going to miss the Zman for Kriyashma. Hariza Koreishma. So you say Shma without it. This again in the times when they held of Takanis Ezra. So you say Shma Shma even without it, without being Tovel. V'yored V'tovel V'olam Espalo. So at least you can get it for Davening, because the Davening, remember, you have an extra hour Sha Zmanios, the end of the fourth and not the third, and therefore it's better to say Kriyashma Bizman and not be tovel beforehand, and then go out and be tovel va'ola, and then come out and daven. Imhu adam misuyam, according to our girsa, if he is a, what does misuyam mean? Specific, special, asuoso k'ma'ayan rachok. Then we could treat him like ma'ayan rachok, as if the ma'ayan is far, and he won't have to be tovel first. So what does that mean? Adam misuyam. Look in the Pnei Moshe. Klomar shehu bal basar v'kashalo litbol baboker. So misuyam, according to the Pnei Moshe, means he's a very large individual. He's very hard for him to get there. So if it's personally difficult, so also Chazal waived the requirement. If you look in the Charedim has a different girsa. Not misuyam, but mitsunan. Mitsunan, klomar kar. Meaning he's very easily gets sick and cold. He can't go in the cold water. They didn't have heated mikvahs in those days. He can't go early in the morning and before he davens, because it's too cold. He has to wait till it gets warmer. So in that case also, they waived the requirement. The other Deya that's quoted, the other Pshad, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his commentary here as a third opinion, he has the girsa of Misuyam, but Misuyam means Adam Chashuv. He's a very special, meaning unique individual that everybody recognizes, that everybody knows who he is. So Adam Chashuv, Ein Matrichen Oso Litbol, Bashkama L'Kriyashma. Why? Because if he goes to the mikveh very early in the morning, then everybody knows, you know, why people are going then. Shakol Yodin, Shelekar Yehu Tovel, V'Ginayu Lo. And it's a G'nai. Now, most people, not everybody knows, and you go in the morning, everybody knows that people go in the morning. But if somebody famous that everybody knows, it's going to be embarrassing for him. So therefore, he also, Kori Kriyashma, V'Yorid V'Tovel, he can say Kriyashma. And then people go to the mikveh during the day for all different reasons. You know, they touch the sherets or anything else. So therefore, we would not require him to go early in the morning. Again, the concept of Kavod Abrias, of preventing embarrassment from someone in halacha, again, when there is a din drabanan, then it is often waived. Right? That's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yutes Daf Chaf in the Bavli, where we mention Gadol Kavod Abrias Shedocha Lo Sase Shabbat Torah. And what is that? Lo sase isur drabanan. The Gemara says lo sasur. Sometimes we'll push away an isur drabanan because of kavod avrias. Isur daraisa, we wouldn't, but isur drabanan we would. Remember, that's the machlokas Rambam and the Rush about shatnez. If somebody's wearing shatnez in the street, so does one have to tell him, and he has to take off his shatnez in the middle of the street, and it'd be embarrassed if he's not wearing anything. So again, is that talking about, is that concept daraisa drabanan? That's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and a detail within Kavod Habrios. What exactly is the context that Chazal talk about in the case of shatness? Okay, we continue. Vim lav. Now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, if a person, remember, the person is davening and he remembers he's a Balkari, so then he should be Makatzer. If he goes down to the mikvah, if he's in the mikvah, so if he could come out of the mikvah and say Kriyashma in time, Ajlo Tonei Tzachama, then he should do that. He should come out. And if not, Yiskase B'mayim V'yikra. He should cover himself in the water. That is what the Mishnah said. Yiskase B'mayim V'yikra. So now the Gemara talks about that. V'imlav Yiskase B'mayim V'yikra Masnisa Ba'achurin. The Mishnah is talking about Achurin, water that is is not clear. Achurin, maybe it's dirty, maybe it's blurry, but if it's achurin water, so then that one can say kriyashma, Shemone Esrei in that state. Why? Because there is a hefsek between his lave and his erva. If we're talking about if the water is above his waist but below his heart. But others say that we're talking here about that he's in water until his neck. He's in water until his neck. And the issue is not libra or erva, but it's just creating some other type of hefsek, and therefore it has to be achurit. Again, a discussion here in the Mefarshim where the person is standing in the water. Aval b'slul and aser, but if it's clear, it's aser, because then it is as if there is no hefsek between and he's saying shmon esrei in an unclothed state, and therefore it is not allowed. V'im hachol yachol lachar baraglav yachar, and if the water is inherently not dirty, but he can shake it up, he could step on the ground and make some mud and sand come up so that it becomes unclear even for the moment, so then it is good enough, he could say, he could daven in that state. Again, the Gemara here does not get into yet the sugyas of Libo Roes Ha'erva and Arum, but just in terms of having some type of cover, it's Ke'ilu, the water creates some type of hefsek. Tani. Marchik gives out, we get into issues of tzoa, issues of excrement, saying kriyashma and davening in the proximity of something that smells or tzoa, even if it doesn't smell. Tani, marchikin misoas adam arba amos. One has to stay away, one has to be marchik before one davens, to be four amos away from tzoa. Umitzoa, from human feces. Umitzoas klavim arba amos, but from dog waste, four amos away, ubashashu nosin la'oros. But there, it is not inherently disgusting, but only when it's nosin la'oros. They used to use that, the tzoas klavim, in making hides, part of the tanning process, and once you mix it in with the hides, then it becomes putrid and smells bad. The Haridim says masrachas, and therefore, that's when one has to be marchik from it, four amos. Interesting that the shear is four amos. It's four amos is goes back to Halacha Moshe Sinai, where the shear comes from, right? Was that inherently that something becomes less putrid and disgusting when it's four amos away? But it comes from Torah Sheval Peh, but there are other halachas. Four amos is the reshus, is one reshus. So when it's four amos away, then it's outside of a reshus. Remember the Gemara Bamitzia Daf Yud. There's a Takana Drabanan, Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish, B'shem Abba Kohen Bardala, Arba Amos Shel Adam Konos L'Bachal Makom. There's a Kinyan Drabanan of Kinyan Dalat Amos. If something is within my Dalat Amos and I have Kavana to be Kone, I'm Kone, even without picking it up. My taima, takini rabbana, do lazy lensuye. So people don't come to fight. Once one thing is within four amos of a person, that Chazal said there's even a kinyan on it. There's a beautiful Ran, another Rishonim also, that discusses in a totally different context, and that's in Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel, on the Mishnah of the Lamates Malachis. And of course, we know the last one on the list is Hotzah. Hamotzi me reshus l'reshus. That's the last one on the list, even though that's the first one discussed in Masechta Shabbos, right? That's the Tosfos on the Beis in Masechta Shabbos. Tosfos discusses why does the Masechta start with Hotzah? A couple of different days, including Hotzah Melacha Geruah. But there's more press and more dafim about Hotzah than any other Melacha. But the last one on the list is Hotzah. Hotzah me reshus l'reshus. So the Ran on that Mishnah, the Ran on the Rif says, why is Hotzah on the list and not Ma'avir Dalat Amos Bereshus Harabim? V'im Tomer asked the Ran. Amay Lachashem Ma'avir Dalat Amos Bereshus Harabim. Why isn't Ma'avir there? We list all the malachas. Isn't this an av malachas? The Gemara says it's not. Yesh Lomer, the Gemara later on, and the Psadi Vav says in Shabbos, Mishum de Ma'avir Tolda de Motzihu. Ma'avir is a Tolda of Motzi. Lefi, what do you mean a tolda a motzi? What does that have to do with motzi? Right, motzi is going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Ma'avir is within Rishus HaRabim to carry something for Amos sounds like a separate isser. They're both about carrying something, but aren't they very different? One is crossing the line, and one is within Rishus HaRabim. Says the Ran, unbelievable. Lefi shadalat Amos shel Adam Rishusohem. The four Amos of a person are his conceptual rishus. Umisha motzi chutz l'dalat amos, havi le motzi mirishus l'rishus. Ma'avir dalat amos in rishus harabim is a form of hotza'ah. It's going out of my rishus. V'chi amrinan l'kaman, and where it says in Shabbos taf sadivav in the Bavli to maver dal namas rishus rabim hilchas a gemira law, when it says there's halachamon should be seen after dal namas rishus rabim amavir, haynu l'chayiv ba midin motzi. That's motzi. It's an example of hotzah's merishus l'rishus. Umishum hachi on shin alei. Hov anisvach ala torah shebechsav. Halav hachi lo mechayev alei. Shein on shin mealach l'moshe misinai. Says the Ran. And that's why you're going to get an onesh, because you don't get an onesh for halacha moshe misinai, because that is not mefurish. To get an onesh, you need mefurish b'krop. So how is it that one will get an onesh for it? It's a form of ma'avir. And this we discussed in the past, Reb Chaim, in Hilchos Machalas Asuros, and it's even one line, there's a passing line in the Prima Gadim, in his Psicha Kolelis, where he talks about two different types of halacha moshe misinai. Halacha, and Reb Chaim uses this also in his commentary to explain the Rambam about Orlas Chutz Laretz. Halacha Moshe Misinai Michadeshes, Halacha Moshe Misinai Mifareshes. Two types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. Is Halacha Moshe Misinai coming to tell me something totally new that I would never have known without Halacha Moshe Misinai telling me? Is that one type? That's Halacha Moshe Misinai HaMichadeshes. But then there's something called Halacha Moshe Misinai HaMifareshes. A concept that I always knew from the Torah Shebichsav, Halacha Moshe Misinai comes to teach me to expand that concept. I thought it was A, and now it's an expanded version of A. That's Halacha Moshe Misinai HaMifareshes. So, that's mentioned by the Prima Gadim, but this is an example of that. The Ran says, I thought Hotza'ah was going from Rishas Rabin to Rishas Yachid, or vice versa. Comes along the Halacha Moshe Misinai to tell me that Ma'avir Dalat Amos is also a form of Hotza'ah, and that's why maybe it's not even a true Tolda. In conceptual elements, it is an Av. Okay. Many other examples of that, Halacha Moshe Misinais, but we'll have to leave that for now and continue. So, the Brisa says that one has to be four amos away. So it has to be out of my rishus, now that we know the four amos is a person's rishus. And from Soas Klavim, if it's already mixed with lead, with the skins, with hides. Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Nevela Shenisracha, a chiddush, not only Tsoa, but now a Nevela, a carcass that is putrefying, Tzorach L'Harcha Gimena, Arba Amos, also has to be four Amos away. Amar of Avina, Umasnisa Amar Kain, our Mishnah proves that the idea of being four Amos away of something putrid does not only apply to Tsoa. Why? Because what's the language of our Mishnah? The Kama Yarchik Mehen, Umin Hatsoa, Arba Amos. So Mehen, what's Mehen referring to? Mehen's referring to the other putrid waters, the Meh Mishra, Mayim Aram, and that doesn't have to do with Tsoa. So you see the concept of Harchaka is not only by Tzoa. Says the Gemara, no Raya, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shammai, Tipate B'Mishra Shalkovsim. What's the Mayim Mishra we're talking about? Maybe we're talking about laundry where there's Tzoa on the clothing that has to be washed out. And that's why you have to be four amos away, not because of Kfisa per se, but because of the Tzoa on the clothing. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Amar Rabbi Mani, Im B'Mishra Shalkovsim, if we're talking about only a soaking of launderers, hataninan, lo b'mei ra'im v'lo b'mei amishra. So it already says that, right? It said before that mayim ra'im and mei amishra achiyach lotochan mayim, and then it says how much to stay far away from them, umin hatsoa. So you see it's something else listed in the Mishnah. And therefore, the Gemara ends, the Gemara does not have an answer back, so we assume that's true, and therefore the harchaka from something disgusting doesn't only apply to the tsoa case, but to the other items as well, including the carcass, the nevela. Tani, we continue now with the next section. Says the Gemara, katan shehu yachol lechol. So what aged child is the minimum that we would say this halacha applies to? Interesting, the halacha, we have this discussion also by erva, meaning a naked baby. At what age does his erva get the status of erva? So here, at what stage does a baby's waist get the status of waste? Tni katan shu yachol lechol kizai is dagan, only a child who's able to eat. Kizai is dagan, he's able to eat wheat. And he could digest it, right? He's of that age. That's a siman. Interesting, that's the siman. Is there anything conceptual? Some of the Achronim point out that there's a Gemara that says, Dagon brings da'as of a certain level, and therefore there's something inherent about the dagam, or bapashabra might just mean the digestive system works in a certain way, and it produces the tsoa of a certain quality, and that's why it goes by this standard. So a katan that could eat a kazayas of dagam, parshin mitzoa so mimemiragla varba amos, so we have to be, one has to daven and be marchik from that baby's, that child's waste and urine, arba amos for amos. Vim eino yachol lacho kezayis dagan, and if he can't, he's too young, his body is not mature enough for it, ein parshin, lo mitzoaso, velo mimei miraglav. Then you don't have to stay away, arba amos. It doesn't have to sway because it's just a baby and it doesn't have that status. Do you have to, does this mean within achilas pras? Not a kinechidas pras, that does not say explicitly in the text whether one needs that, but again, at least eating that amount. Pashas maybe means within that amount, because if it's a longer time, then maybe anybody can nibble a little bit, little by little by little, right, even a very small baby. Oh, that maybe it means within Kadeachilas Pras. Boon Kumi Rabbi Avo, they asked me in front of Rabbi Avo, Mibrema Parsin Mitso Us, Parsha Mitso Aso Mime Miragla, why is there a minimum and one has to separate from human excrement? And the Haredim explains, this is more of a philosophical question. Venera de Hachi Boy, Lama Mazalo Shal Adam, Hora, Leos Garua, Mizbaze, Mibahema. Shein Rechara, right? The excrement of a human being smells worse than an animal's tzoa. V'lo asalo kalakavad azel asosu lefachos kebehema. Shein Rechara, right? So what is it about humans that create this waste? Why is human beings, their mazel is hura, so to speak? Om alone mibnei shemachshavos of ros. Because of our thoughts. Because of our thoughts affect our physical. And because we have machshavos ros, that's why we produce such foul smelling and quality of waste. Amrin lay, velo katan hu, but 1 second. We said it applies even to a child who could digest a kezias. So he's not having such machshavos rose at that age. Amr alone, you're right, not full machshavos rose, but the potential is there. Velo ksiv, doesn't it say in Bereishis, ki yetzer lev ha'adam, ra minu urav. Right, the yetzer hara is in a person from a very young age, and we darshim minu urav, amr abudin, mina arav ksiv, mishash hu ninar v'yotzei la'olam. At a time when he starts to move and goes out to the world, meaning at a very young age, a person gets Yei Sahara. So yeah, there's not mamash machshavos ros, but within the world of machshavos ros, and that's why it is a problem. So it's fascinating comment the Gemara has here, that machshavos ros affect the guf, affect the halacha of the tzoa, right? It's the guf and the neshama combination, right? This is the Ramaz commentary and pirish of the Bracha Vasha Yatzar. The Shulchan Aruch quotes numerous comments and pirushim on Asher Yatzar in Simin Vav Sif Aleph, one of the most beautiful brachas. I think I've told that story before, that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, was a Rav here in Beit Shemesh, he told me his father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zechron Levracha, that one time he was sitting at the Seder with him, and he said to his father, after Asher Galanu, he says, isn't that the most gorgeous bracha? Right, Asher Galanu, V'golas Avoseinu, isn't that the most beautiful bracha? And Rav Aaron explained and said, no, it's not the most beautiful bracha. And he says, what do you mean? He says, Asher Yatzar is the most beautiful bracha. Right, that everything's working properly, and the plumbing is working properly, and the system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. K'sheyez mevei sakisei, yivarech asher yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma. Shebriyas ha'adam hi b'chachma nifla'a. Because the bria of a person is b'chachma nifla'a. V'yesh mefarshim al shem shaguf domer l'no. Different shatim given, because a body has orifices, and the air doesn't go out. That's one shot of the Shulchan Aruch. But says the Ramah, v'od yesh lafari, after a couple of shatim given by the Shulchan Aruch, v'odesh lafari shemafli lasos. What's the last line of the Pele? Lasos b'meshes shomer ruach ha'adam v'kirbo. That a person keeps his neshama inside. V'kosher davar ruchani b'davar gashmi. Something spiritual is connected to something physical. V'yakolhu al yedeshu rofechol basar. Ki az ha'adam b'kava brius, v'nishmaso mishtameres b'kirbo. In parentheses, it always quotes where the Ramah is quoting from. What does it say here? Divrei Atzmo. Divrei Atzmo. This is the Ramah talking. The mafli lasos. We have to have that kavana. We thank Hashem for a neshama. We thank Hashem for a soul that he puts and works in tandem with the goof, and that's here. You see that reflected in our Gemara when the Gemara says that the machshavos ro'os is what affects the tsoa status. Also, one other point, we talk about the Yetzer Hara here. Yetzer Leif HaAdam Rami Ne'urav. The Chavos Chaim points out that there's a pasuk in Zechariah. The pasuk in Zechariah tells us that one time Zechariah saw had a nevuah, but the Satan, who was Satan, who was Yetzer Hara, who was Malach HaMavis, like the Gemara Bava Basra says, that the, who omed al yemino lesitno, that the Yetzer Hara was on the right side to be must in him, to try to sway him. And the Chavetz Chaim, in the Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah, Parshas Baloscha, that's the Haftorah, Zechariah, asks, why is the Yetzer Hara on the right side? Usually we think the right is the Yetzer Tov, and the left is the Yetzer Hara. So why would the Yetzer Hara in this pasuk be on the right side? So the Chavetz Chaim says, because sometimes the Yetzer Hara realizes that he can't get us to slip up. He can't get us to do an Aveira. So what does he do? He'll try to dress up like a mitzvah. That's the best he could do. He can't get us to do an Aveira. We're too righteous, the B'nai Yisrael. So if he dresses up and he tries to get somebody to think it's a mitzvah, so then that's where he could get us. That's who Omid al Yamin al Asinna, the Chavetz Chaim writes. Like people say, I'm going to stay up in the base medrash very late at night in yeshiva, and let's see how your chakras is the next day. Sometimes people could push us from the back, and it's really the Yetzer Hara. And that's what we say in Hashkivenu, V'hasar Satan milfaneinu u'me'acharenu. Not just from in front of us, but even from behind us. As a trick, we have to make sure that he doesn't do that. The Ramchal and the Mesillas Yesharim talks about this exact idea as well in Mishkal HaChasidus, in the 20th perek of Mesillas Yesharim in Perachof, where he gives two examples. He says, Harei lecha she'ein ladun b'chasidus ha'maisa ba'asher husham levad. You can't just focus on the chasidus in a vacuum, in a very small, narrow view. Achzorach lefanos kol v'chol l'chol atzadin sheyuchal shekol adam liros. You have to think of all the ramifications and everything about my actions. Ad sheyadun be'emes eze yichshar yoser ha'asiyah o aprisha. To know what is appropriate in this regard. Is it the asiya, the doing it, or is it the prisha, or is it not doing it? And what does he say? I mean, it's matzar sarach lahavin. She'ein ladun devei chasidus amare en arishon. Don't focus on a superficial understanding of a situation. El tzorach la'ayein ulehizbonein. Ad heichan told us amaisa magios. We have to try to see the ramifications of our actions. Kilafamim amaisa basmo yiratov. That's what the Chavetz Chaim said centuries later. Of sometimes an action could look good. But because the results of the action, I have to leave it. The halacha would say to leave it. And if I do it, I'm going to be a chote, not a chasid. Two examples. One from Tanakh, one from Chazal. Gedalia ben Achikam. Right, Gedalia, we fast on Tzom Gedalia the day after Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida, on Daf Samach Aleph, that Gedalia, he was assassinated, we know, but he was a little bit responsible for his own death. Because he was told to take precautions that there's somebody that's trying to assassinate him. And what did he do? He was down lakav schus. No, Yishmael is okay. Sheker ata dover al Yishmael. You're lying. So the Gemara says, yeah, you have to be down lakav schus. But there's chashdeu v'kabdeu. You have to be choshed him and be mechamed him. And therefore, that's why the pasuk even alludes to the fault of Gedalia when it says it's the corpses that Gedalia killed. But Gedalia didn't kill, Gedalia was killed. And the answer is because he had some part in the blame. Kar yiches akasav harigas anashim asher nergu elav ki'ilu hargamhu ukamamaram alapasik es kol pigrei anashim asher hika biyad Gedalia. Number one. Number two, Gedalia is the first example in Tanakh, and the second example, babayish hasheni gam keim chara v'aydei chasidus kazeh. Wow. The second bias was destroyed because of this type of inappropriate piety. Asher lo nishka b'mishkal tzedek, that wasn't weighed properly. B'maisa de bar kamsa. And the sugya of kamsa and bar kamsa, whether a banan, we're trying to figure out. Remember, bar kamsa came and he gave the carbon with a cut in his eye. There are banan, we're going to be makrevit. Zachariah ben Avkula said, right, no, if you're makrevit, people are going to see you can be makrev bali mumin. So they thought to kill bar kamsa. So Amalei Rebbe Zachariah ben Avkula, no, people are going to think that if you're being matal mumba kanshim, you're chayim misa. Either way, Beikach or Benkach, Holach Oso Arasha V'Hilshon Es Yisrael V'HaKesar V'Hechrev L'Yerushalayim, and the base of Medrash was destroyed, and that's what was said on V'Sanuso Shel Reb Zacharya Hechrivas Beitenu V'Sarfas Hechalenu V'Heglosedu. So very unclear, is that last line of the Gemara an indictment of Reb Zacharya or an explanation of Reb Zacharya? The Ramchal has taken the approach of an indictment. He was wrong. He was wrong because that was the Eitz Hara dressed up like a mitzvah. And that is what the Gemara here quotes the Pasuk in Bereishis, all about the Eitz Hara, and the Chafetz Chaim and the Ramchal give us a little more insight into that Eitz Hara. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yossi Rachanina Amar Marchikin Mugalei Behema Arba Amos, want us to stay away from dung of an animal for Amos when they daven. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Berachim, only when it is still soft. If it gets hard, so then it does not have the status of tso anymore. Olavah b'shel chamar, and only a donkey's dung. Right, that's worse. The Gemara assumes. Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar bibaman aderech. Only, also another limit. Only after a donkey has just come and perspired, came from traveling. That's when it's usher. So only if it's of a donkey and it's soft and it's after traveling. Levi Amar marchig mitzvos chazer arba amos. A pig's tsoa also for amos. Has to be away. Tani Kane, Marchigi Mitzvahs Chazer Arba Amos, Mitzvahs Hanemaya Arba Amos, another type of weasel type of animal for Amos. It's Soa, or Mitzvahs Hanetarnagolam Arba Amos, and Mitzvah of a Tarnagol, also of a chicken for Amos away. There's a Medrash. I think I forgot to look it up again about why a Chazir, maybe some Kabbalistic sources, that a Chazir is called a Chazir because in the future maybe it will Chozer Lihios Kasher, and the Achronim wonder about this source, but usually we know mitzvahs are going to be forever and eternal. So how could you say a pig will be kosher? But interesting discussion about that. Rabbi Yossi bar Abun b'shem Rabbi Chuna ubavad ba'adumim. Only if it's red. What is this talking about? So if you look in the Pnei Moshe says the only red chickens on the previous line. Only chickens atzoa. Only red chickens. If you look in the Ras Elio, he quotes two different deas. What is Adumin going on? Is it going on the tsoa or is it going on the chickens? He likes the first pras. Ikamanda amar shatsoa aduma. The tsoa is red. That's what's masrachas. Vikamanda amar shatarnagolam adumin. The chickens are red. Shein chamin vitsoasan misrachas. Vitfos lashon rishon. He likes the first pshat. Viter. Tzni, marchigimi reach ra arba amos. Now we get to the next in. One has to go four amos away from where the smell ends. Not just from where the item that's causing the smell, from where the smell ends four amos. As if, like, within the smell area, that's all considered the place of the tzoa. Amar abiyami misofer reach ra arba amos. Right, from the end of the reach ra, four amos away. Hadada at amar la'achra. This is only if it's behind. Aval lefana, but before in amok. So even if it's with outside of four amos, one is not allowed to say daven or say kriyashma if one can see it. The background for this, there's an important machlokas Rashba and the Rush on this, wondering, once something is out of four amos, like we started off before, dalet amos is within my rishus. So if something is in front of me, four amos, if it's far away, if I know it's there, but it doesn't smell, so then why shouldn't I be able to say kriyashma, even if it's in front of me? So that's a discussion in the Rashba and the Rush. The Rashba says, v'lo yir ebacha ervas davar, besides not having something smell, but lo yir ebacha, right? It shouldn't be visible to you, and the Rush has a different shot. This is all summarized, though, in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Ayin Tes in the Shulchan Aruch and Arachai in the Shulchan Aruch says, Haisa Tzoas Adam Me'achorav. If it's so of a person behind me, Tzorach Laharchag Dalat Amos. Mimakam Shekala Hareach, from where the smell ends. Afilom Yesh Lo Choli She'enim Ariach, even if somebody does not have a sense of smell. Right, they have a sickness, they can't smell. Tzorach Laharchag Dalat Amos. Mimakam Shekala Hareach, L'mishe Me'riach. So they have to distance for Amos from the place where the smell ends from somebody who will be able to smell. Umilafanov, and in front of him, same thing. We'll see, even if he actually can't see right now, as we'll see, nighttime or blind. But if you look in the Bir Halacha on that Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Halacha and Simon Ayin Tes has a hakdama to this multifaceted Simon, all about saying Kriyashma in the context of Tzoa, and he says there are 10 areas of halacha. din tsoa nechlach la asara dinim. We never thought there was so much to say about tsoa. But he says, 10 halachas said about tsoa. Number one, tsoa mila acharav umitzadim. Number two, tsoa mila funav. Number three, tsoa b'makam gavoa. Or b'makam namuch. Number four, tsoa b'cheder acher u'pesach pasuach. All the different types of tsoa. Tsoa b'ashoshes, tsoa b'mayim. Reach rashi shlo iker, v'chulu, and graf shal rei, mei raglayim. Some of those are going to still coming up on today's daf, but that is an important bir halacha, splits it up. So if you look in Oz Beis there, here it is. Tsoa milafanav, marchik, mola einav, he quotes his machlokas. Pligi bezeh harashva harashva. Harashva sover, delav, delir, b'chayar, v'zdavar, koi nam yatsoa. That doesn't have only have to do with arayas, and that's why that it's included. Dafilu b'cheder acher, even if it's a different room, all the way further out. Kol sheroa osa aser min haTorah, kamo be'erva, v'kula aliba d'rashba, d'chutz l'dal ramas, afshu b'toch kamlo enaf, hir her mutter kamo be'erva. V'aras v'irale, no, lav lo'yira koi raka erva, v'lo atsoa. Tsoa, there's only an issue of v'haya machanecha kadosh. V'chulu, and he talks about nafkaminas between the Rashba and the Rush. Continues the Gemara. Where are we? Says by the two dots. One time they were sitting by an inn at night. Could we talk in Torah here? And there was tsoa in front of them, but it was dark, so they knew about it, but they couldn't see it. Since if it was daytime, you'd be able to see what was in front of you. So it was also usher now. And the Shulchan Aruch added on, also someone who's blind, same halacha. Tni graf echad sharei. If there is a graf sharei, that means a kli, which is usually used to be makabel, the tsoa, or the mei raglayim, so it's miyuchad lekach. The echad shalmayim. Sorach laharchim mena arba amos. Even if there's nothing in it, if it's already used for the tsoa and mei raglayim for relieving oneself, so one has to be marchik. Vishel lefnei amita. And if you have one of these kalim that is not miyuchad, but it has in it, so then, nasal antocha mayim kalshu yikra. As long as you dilute it a little bit with water, you can be kare v'im lav lo yikra. But if not, you cannot be kare. Reb Zakkai Amar, nasal antocha revius mayim yikra. You have to put in revius halug of water v'im lav lo yikra. Umau kade revius. How much the Mare Fulda says? How much water requires a revius of mayim? Revius b'toch revius. Echad kli ve'echad katan ve'echad kli gadol. You have to have at least a revius of meiraglayim. If you have a revius meiraglayim, then you could dilute it with a revius, and it doesn't really matter how much more than a revius is there, as long as you dilute it with one revius of water, it is okay. That's one of the ways to understand that line. Reb Shimon Alagam Lielomer Shalach Ramita Yikra. If something is behind the bed, and again, it doesn't smell, it's behind the bed, and that could be called that could have a hefsik, that could be a mechitza yikra. Shalifnei amita lo yikra. But if it's front of the mita and there's no hefsik, there's no mechitza between you and the item, then you cannot. Reb Shimon Ben Elazar Omer Afilu Triklin Eser Al Eser. Even if you're in the same room, even if it's a very huge room, lo yikra. Then you can be kari achi chasenu. Right, you have to separate it. Right, you have to be mechase or leave it there. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha b'shem Rabbi Chiya Barva Hori Rabbi Chanina Tarte Kahadad Rabbi Shimon Elazar. He passed like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Tsoa Kol Shehi Mevat LaBarok. Another way, like we said, you have to dilute it. So also a Tsoa Kol Shehi, you can be mevatel by spitting on it, saliva. Reb Zira, Reb Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Abba Yasvin, they were once sitting. Cham and Siyasa, they saw some tsoa. Come, Reb Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Rokakala, he spit on it. Amar Reb Zira, Minyama Latigna. But it has to, it only is a good covering as long as it takes you to walk from the Yam to Tigna, because more than that, it already gets absorbed in the tsoa, and it won't help you. Teva Shimalei Asfarim, new topic. So now, a box of svarim. Nosnam Rashoset, Mirashose Amita, Venosna Margalios Amita. If it's in the room with you, it's not appropriate to sleep on top of svarim, so you could put it under your head, but not to put it under your feet. Rebbe Avun Bishem Revchuna Vushatiya Hamita Kva Saratvachim, as long as the bed is 10 tvachim high, which is a separate reshus, Ubavach Lo Yi Chavli Amita Nogim Teva, and as long as the ropes that are holding the mattress aren't touching the teva, because then also it would be considered one extension. Hori Reb Yosi Bim Koma Dreb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Kahada Drav Chuna. He paskin like that halacha of Rav Chuna. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue next time.